It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So Ric Flair, 16-time heavyweight champion. I think it was 16. I don't know. Longtime professional wrestler. He has played fast and loose with his mortality for a long, long time. He's very open about that. If you see the documentary that I think ESPN did, they did a 30 for 30 or similar E60 sports documentary. It was great, but you realize that that guy put it all into wrestling and partying and left a wake of destruction behind him.
Well, a couple of years ago, we were just waiting for the news story about how he had died.
Oh,
because
yeah.
He was really sick. I don't know if he had gotten injured or if it was a...
I think he blew out his vocal cords doing fireworks commercials.
He was in a coma, wasn't he?
Something was bad with him.
He's 74 years old now.
And he looks like he's 94.
And he doesn't look great. Yeah, I was going to say he's looked like he was 74 since he was 44.
He was on Theo Von's podcast, comedian, former Real World star.
I was going to say, by the way, before we go any further, where did that guy come from? Because I didn't know who he was until like a month ago.
Now
and
he's
now
everywhere.
I can't see him.
I think you're pretty
he's
late to
everywhere.
That party. Theo Von was on Real World Road Rules or The Challenge. And then he's been a touring, successful comedian for a long time.
All of a sudden, podcast, he's just really everywhere, popular. Though. Yeah.
Justin,
podcast is like seventh most popular.
When Justin started, he was listening to the Theo Von podcast all the time.
Oh,
that was the first time I realized. And I had seen him do stand-up a few times. But
okay, yeah. It's just me then.
Isn't that weird how sometimes you're like, that guy's new, and everybody around you's like, nope.
Nope.
Yeah, I've never seen him doing his interviews, and now I see him interviewing everyone all the time.
Well, in this case, he's talking to Ric Flair, and Flair likes to get high with his business partner, Michael Tyson.
It's funny. I got so high with Mike one night.
Mike Tyson? Is that who we're talking about, Mike Tyson?
Yeah, with Mike.
Yeah.
So high. We're partners in the cannabis business.
Mm-hmm.
Got so high with Mike one night in the Hamptons that I went, it's called a cannabis coma, right? I mean, I actually thought I died. I said to myself, and they brought me back to my room, and I laid there, and I thought, I mean, I wasn't aware of anything. I kept asking people to touch, you know, like you do when you think you've been hurt.
Uh-huh.
By the way, look at the skin on his arms just hanging over the edge of the chair.
Apparently, the skin stayed the same while the muscles have gotten smaller.
He has some crazy bingo wings.
He also is wearing two watches, one on each wrist.
He is.
One works, and the other one is his Rolex for when he's styling and profiling. If you're going to be the man, you have to beat the man.
Left hand is analog watch. Right hand is Apple Watch.
I can't stop looking at the arm skin.
It is really just hanging there.
Was squeezing my hand, but I'd be talking to them, and they wouldn't talk back to me. And I was like, on the delay process, right?
Yeah.
And I said to myself, did I die? If I just died, because I feel like I did when I was in my coma, but I can think. I don't think I could think when I was in my coma. I mean, that's the way I was talking to myself.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, I mean, everything possible. The room finally at 3 o'clock in the morning. I kind of sat up like Linda Blair and went,
I'm alive.
I'm back.
Yeah.
I called someone on the phone and said, is this really you? That's how screwed up I got.
Jesus. In the 70s, in his 70s, he's doing that. With Kelly out right now, I don't know who our go-to pothead is. Maitland, are you the go-to pothead? Is a cannabis coma a thing?
Absolutely.
Really?
That's why I don't smoke too often.
Have you been in a cannabis coma?
I feel like I get in one 9 times out of 10.
Pretty quickly, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't do it very often. So I prefer gummies or edibles to actually smoking, because at least with those, I know a little. I feel like I can
a little more control.
Control it a little bit more. But sometimes, like, if you're smoking out of a bowl versus a joint versus a pen, like, it's different highs each time.
Sounds terrible.
Oh, I feel like that's what happened to me when I was in Amsterdam.
Really?
It was when I was in college. It was 2001. And I remember we went to a place and we bought brownies. And I think we bought, like, there was like 6 of us or something. We bought it, whether it was 2 brownies or 3 brownies. I forget what it was, but we split it up. And the dude at the place was like, no, here's how much you want.
Yeah.
You want this much. Popped it in my mouth, ate it. Like a half hour later, I'm like, nothing.
Yeah.
45 minutes later, nothing. And at that point, we were thinking, all right, we're obviously tourists. We got ripped off.
Right.
Whatever. Let's get out of here.
It's just a normal brownie.
Yeah.
Let's go have 9.
Like, let's go eat dinner. So we went to this place, this restaurant, and we all sit down at the table looking at the menus. And that's when it hit me. And I remember I can close my eyes and picture this so clearly. Putting the menu down and looking around, and everybody else was just zombies staring straight ahead, like drool coming out of our mouth.
Like, you're all on the same metabolic rate.
And we all shared that knowing glance of, oh, this hit us. And we just started cracking up. Well, I couldn't stop laughing. Not even enough to order food. So I just didn't eat food at dinner and just laughed through dinner until I was asked to leave the restaurant by somebody who worked there. So we get back to our hostel, and I lay down and I passed out. And then it was 3 or 4 times I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was like, am I alive? Where am I? What's going on? And it was like 6 hours later that finally I sat up in bed and I was like, All right. I think I'm getting there. I'm somewhat back to normal.
Well, I remember that story a few years ago. It was a cop in or around Detroit and his wife, and they ate pot brownies, and they called 911, and they're like, I think I'm dead.
I think I'm dying.
What's the Red Wings score? I'm dying.
Yeah,
I'm dead.
That was their way
Send
to try
help.
To prove if they were alive, was they could look at the TV and see the Red Wings score.
Yeah.
This text, I saw Ric Flair in the pit area of the Indy race in Nashville this past weekend. His skin is super saggy now. And the world's biggest turkey neck goes around with him. I believe that.
I believe it.
Probably
yeah.
true.
I'm sure that happens with a lot of those guys. We just don't notice it because most of them die at 40 or 50. But when a guy is that big and then loses all the muscle tone and everything, yeah, the skin's got to go somewhere. And I guess it's the ground.
Stop wearing short sleeves, though.
Yeah.
Bust out that long sleeve you used to wear in the Four Horsemen,
maybe,
my man.
Maybe some kind of a compression sleeve there, friend.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chump.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.